Hello, I'm Beto Arcos, and I'm in Lima, Peru, and I want to take you on a very special road trip. Let's go inside a peña, a traditional space for music, food, and drink. Now, the peña culture goes back to the 1930s and 40s when it began to flourish in Lima, in several areas of the city, but principally in what was called the Barrio Alto, near downtown Lima, Peru. We're going to check out this one, perhaps one of the most popular ones. It's called La Oficina. As you walk in, to your left, there's a stage kind of tucked on the wall. In front of it, there's an area for dancing. And around the dancing area, there are tables where people are eating and drinking and talking. And when the music begins, everybody focuses on the singer and the musicians. On the stage, there are two guitarists. One of them plays the lead guitar and the other one accompanies. There is a percussionist playing a cajon, the traditional Peruvian wooden box that serves as the main sort of rhythm for most of the music that you hear in the peñas. And of course, there's always a singer that's singing all kinds of songs, all kinds of different styles of the genre, música criolla. So let's take a listen. Tonight, there's a female singer, and she is really special. The música criolla flourished in the 1930s and 40s in Peru, and it went on all the way up to the 70s and 80s. And one of the great composers of the música criolla is a poet, writer, and a singer, more well known as a composer. She wrote dozens and dozens of songs, including most famously, perhaps you've heard of the song called Fina Estampa or La Flor de la Canela. I'm talking about the great Chabuca Granda. Here she is, accompanied by her traditional Afro-Peruvian group on cajon and guitar. Here is Chabuca Granda.
Patios encantados, te lleva hacia las plazuelas y a los amores soñados. Meredita que se arrulla con tafetanes, bordados tacón de chapín de seda y fustes almidonados. Es un caminito alegre, con luz de luna o de sol, que de recorrer cantando por si te puedo alcanzar.
Well-known singer around the world is Susana Vaca. She recorded an album, a debut album, I think it was in the mid and early 90s, in the record label Luaca Bop that was started by American pop rock star David Byrne of Talking Heads fame. And her debut album, self-titled, really set the stage for her career, not just in the U.S., but around the world. Susana Baca. We're going to listen to a song from an album in which she pays tribute to her mother and also to Chabuca Granda, because she was actually a friend of Chabuca Granda's, and she even worked for her back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Paso de vencedores, tierra en rescate, clarines de la dignidad, sol del obrero campesino, triunfador, hermano nuevo, olores de revolución, patria en barbecho, sangre que dejó correr, sabía en el río, río que he visto volver, amanecido paso de vencedores, tierra en rescate, clarines de la dignidad, sol del obrero campesino, triunfador, hermano nuevo, olores de revolución, patria en barbecho.
She loves a particular song that she found in the writings of Chabuca Granda, a tune called Paso de Vencedores. It's a song in which Chabuca sings to her dreamed homeland, as she writes, to her fair or just homeland for everybody. A dream that until today, perhaps due to the bumps of history, it's just not possible. These are the words written in the liner notes by Susana Baca in her album Mama, once again dedicated to Chabuca Granda and to Susana Baca's mother, an album that came out about 8 years ago.
Soldado, toma la luz del guerrillero, todo se llena de sol, nuestro es el fuego, paso de vencedores, tierra en rescate, clarines de la dignidad, sol del obrero campesino, triunfador, hermano nuevo, olores de revolución, patria en barbecho, madre que vas a parir, el hijo erguido, hambre que veré partir, seré testigo, paso de vencedores, tierra en rescate, clarines de la dignidad, sol del obrero campesino, triunfador, hermano nuevo, olores de revolución, patria en barbecho, madre que vas a parir, el hijo erguido, hambres que veré partir, seré testigo, madre que vas a parir, el hijo erguido, hambres que veré partir, seré testigo.
We're going to switch gears now and take a listen to a completely different style of music. A music style that was very popular in the 60s and the 70s, and it kind of took off around Latin America. It's a style of music called cumbia. And you might wonder, wait a minute, that's not Peruvian music. Well, yes, cumbia comes from Colombia, but it traveled around Latin America, and in every region or every country, it was transformed and kind of adapted to their own sounds and you know, interests. In Peru, cumbia became very popular in the 60s and 70s. There's different styles of Peruvian cumbia. And we're going to listen to an album from a band called Cumbia All Stars. They have a new record called La Vuelta del Tigre, The Return of the Tiger. And we're going to listen to a tune called Cumbia Linda. Cumbia All Stars is a group put together of various musicians that used to play in cumbia bands back in the 70s. And this is sort of the All Stars ensemble. There's seven musicians, and they're all just fantastic. Two guitarists, a bass player, percussionist, and a singer. Here is Cumbia All Stars and Cumbia Linda.
Qué bueno que es bailar, qué bueno que es cantar.
Qué bueno que gozar esta cumbia linda.
Qué bueno que es bailar, qué bueno que es cantar.
Qué bueno que gozar esta cumbia linda.
Finally, I want to share with you a tune from a band that's based sort of in Peru and in New York. They're called La Mecánica Popular, and they really are influenced by traditional music, especially cumbia, but theirs is a completely different take on the style. It's gonna sound futuristic, it's gonna sound like they're on some sort of acid trip. Well, it's, yes, all of that and more. Let's take a listen to La Mecánica Popular and the tune Bienvenida, or welcome. I'm Beto Arcos. Thank you for listening to this road trip from Lima, Peru.